Hello everyone, and welcome to another episode of Otaku Outcast, the first ever episode on YouTube. I'm here as always with Brian and Alex. How are you guys?
Good.
Just chilling, bro.
Wait, are you gonna drop this, like, when are you gonna drop this? After this week?
Yeah, the next episode. So, right. This weekend?
Next week is when you're...
Yeah, this weekend? Yeah.
We're ahead.
Finally, we're ahead for once.
And we still got a backup episode, no?
Yeah.
Yeah, we still got the QQ special that's just like sitting there gathering dust.
It's on the shelf. It's going to be there hopefully for a while.
It's probably not going to drop till the movie comes out.
Hopefully, man. Hopefully.
Well, I mean, that would merit another QQ special, no?
You'd have to add to it.
Yeah.
Oh, but yeah, man, I'm glad we're finally gonna be on YouTube. Hopefully this gets us a lot more viewership.
That'd be awesome.
It is, and we'll finally have like a more direct method of getting feedback through comments.
That's true.
They could tell us if they dislike us or not.
They'd be like,
we got some haters.
They'd be like, fuck, finally we got to tell you guys how much you guys suck.
I'm especially tired of that one guy that talks about bad on MHA, all right? That's all I'm saying.
Like, let me get that My Hero Academia hater a piece of my mind. And then they drop a thesis on why Froppy is the best character in My Hero Academia and how her nuances are way too complicated for us to understand.
I'm gonna be looking forward to that.
And how fucking JoJo's is good aside from the posing. Shit, I'm waiting on that Bible to come out.
You just don't appreciate a good pose, Brian. Like there's a method to it, bro. It's an art. You just don't get it, bro. You just don't get it.
I'm waiting for someone to explain to me. But they're still posing the whole time. So I'm not getting my explanation if they're posing the whole time, you know?
What do you mean, bro? The pose is the explanation, bro. You just gotta look at them.
They're still too busy posing. Like, come on, man.
A picture is worth 1,000 words, bro.
Well, not if you can't understand it.
That's true, actually.
What about blind people? You know, they can't see that shit. I don't know about pictures for them, though. Sorry, I'm saying.
You think you can pose in Braille?
I'm pretty sure.
It's just a description, bro. It's going to be a description of the pose, bro.
Alright, so what do we got today?
What's
new?
Let's start off with that record Tokyo Revengers broke.
Alright, tell me about it.
So, Tokyo Revengers broke the record for most volumes sold in a year for Kodansha. They broke Attack on Titan's 15 million record with, I think they're at 16.2, 16.5 now. That's crazy. It's actually crazy, bro. I didn't think it'd be Tokyo Revengers to break that record. That's a lot, bro. 16 million in 1 year? The year ain't even over.
The manga's still ongoing, too.
Yup.
And it's in its final arc.
I think for the past months, Tokyo Revengers has been like the best-selling manga like every week. It sells like 1 million copies a week for like the past months.
And it's restocking every time, too.
Does that have to do with the anime?
Oh yeah.
Because before the anime, it wasn't like it had a good short like fan base, but mm-hmm. once the anime came in, people were just like, buy.
Yeah, like I'd be surprised if like Demon Slayer had sold like 2 million copies before the anime dropped. That anime, fucking, turned Demon Slayer into a juggernaut.
Yeah, anime really does help out, like, manga sales, honestly.
No, that's for sure.
Yeah, I mean, look at Jujutsu Kaisen. Same thing happened with it. And the same thing will happen with Chainsaw Man.
Chainsaw Man.
Ah, oh, can't wait till people see my favorite pair of dumbasses, Denji and Power.
You know,
you were saying
when that come out in fall, right?
When it drops, yeah, I think in October, maybe.
Yeah, that anime season's gonna be stacked, huh?
Hell yeah! It's got Chainsaw, Mushoku Tensei, Demon Slayer,
Komi.
Hey, have we gotten a Demon Slayer trailer yet?
We've got a teaser.
Tease, I think we did.
Oh yeah,
I think we did.
I don't know about a full trailer. I know a tease where it's like doesn't really show anything, but like
the art, like the animated version, I think.
Oh, so we just got artwork.
No, we got a teaser. It's only like 30 seconds long, a minute long. Wait, yeah.
Really? I don't remember seeing it. Huh.
Watch. Send it to... Yeah, it's just like it's just music playing and then it's like...
Panels?
Yeah. It's not really like showing anything other than... Moving around in a room or something.
That's weird. We're getting trailers for a lot of the other big series coming up.
Oh no! Yeah, it shows a part of it.
Uh-huh. Oh yeah, 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 yeah. Mm-hmm. The Entertainment District arc.
Yeah, it doesn't show the whole thing.
Man, we're eating good. We are gonna be eating good, man.
I'm looking forward to that season.
And I mean, speaking of Tokyo Revengers, Alex, you're caught up now, right?
Yes, I actually just caught up yesterday, I think.
What do you think?
I dropped it. I don't know why. I guess I just forgot about it, dude. And then I was like, huh, like, oh, I forgot to. The last episode talked about it, and I was behind. I thought I was only like 2-3 episodes behind, too, but no, I was behind in a full 10. I was like, wow, I can't believe I've like sort of slept on it. Like, I got into it, like, I was into it, but then I guess, like, I was watching it weekly, and then I just forgot about it.
Where had you left off?
Damn, if I'm being honest, I can't remember exactly what. Hold on. It's when Draken, is that how you pronounce his name?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Draken got stabbed. Oh. And that's where I had left off. So like episode 8, 9?
Mm-hmm.
I forgot. I had left off there.
Oh, quite a bit has happened since then. I mean,
yeah, dude, it's crazy, bro. Like, Hina keeps on dying. What does it take?
He's on a never-ending quest to save his girlfriend.
Does the manga, you know, continue that, trying to save her?
Yeah. Wow.
Until like right now, no. Like where it's at now, no.
Like the manga?
Yeah.
Yeah, where it's at right now, not anymore.
Okay, so he had saved her already.
Yeah.
Okay, because I was about to say, like, if she keeps on dying, dude, I was, like, starting to think, like, there's this theory that no matter what you do, you can't fight fate, you know? Even if you change the past. Like, what was happening to Takemichi. That no matter what he... I was starting to think no matter what he did, she would die. And that's just a reality that they would have to face eventually or something. I don't know.
Gods wanted her dead, bro. Not, but I mean, want to know something that's just popping up that people are just now finding out?
What's up?
That the author was an actual gangster. You know, he was actually part of a gang just like that when he was young.
For real?
Yeah.
Yeah. A lot of people didn't know that. I knew that going into the series. But a lot of people are just figuring it out.
You know, I was wondering, like, like where he was getting this info, like if it was just like research he's done or something.
Not so. So when he was getting serialized, right? When he was trying to get serialized, right? He already had an editor, and his editor just like randomly said that oh, you know, he always wondered what that lifestyle would be like. Mm-hmm. And since he went through it like back in 2009, because he used to be a part of it back in like 2009, he decided to add that time traveling aspect because he doesn't know what that lifestyle is like right now, right? He only knows what it was like back then, so that's why he added that time traveling element to it.
Oh, gotcha.
So that way he could be able to like accurately I guess portray it.
Mm-hmm. That's kind of interesting. That's a good way to do that.
Yeah, I searched that up, and from what I saw, like the numbers of biker gangs over there were like dwindling down.
Yeah, I mean, in the story, like early on in the story, Mikey brings it up. Oh, the first time he talks to, this is right after Hina slaps him. You know how they go to the river or the canal, or whatever you want to call it, and then they're just having that conversation. Is them two and Draken? That's when Mikey first tells Takemichi that he wants to create an era for a delinquent era, right? Mm-hmm. Mikey brings it up that, oh, you know, delinquents are starting to be seen as uncool, right? So like their numbers are dying down.
Yeah.
Yeah, man. I don't know, bro. I think it's really cool that he has that first-hand experience. Like, there's pictures out there of him, like dressed up in gear that looks just like Tokyo Manji's, almost like identical.
I think the name of the group was something Dragon. What was it, Dragon? I know the last part was Dragon.
Oh, wait,
was he part of a gang back in middle school?
Well, how
it's crazy what these middle schoolers are doing, dude.
I mean, that's what all middle school gangsters do, no?
Pretty much. Back in my day, weren't they just tagging? Well, our days, I remember them just tagging.
Well, technically they're high schoolers now, aren't they?
They're the equivalent to
ninth graders, right? Freshmen.
Are they?
They're in their final year of middle school, aren't they?
Some of them are.
Some of them.
Yeah, because I know Takemichi is, right?
No, he isn't.
Oh, no, he's second year.
They're second years?
Yeah.
But, well, isn't Mikey and Draken?
Mikey and Draken are third. Yeah.
So they're eighth graders.
Oh, well.
Takemichi's second. No.
So it works like this. They have, they have 3 years of high school and 3 years of middle school. So a third year in middle school is a ninth grader, pretty much. That would be the equivalent.
But they go to the same school, don't they?
No.
Actually, well, now, well, technically now in the manga where they're at, he's a sophomore?
Oh, in the manga. Okay. I was going off the anime.
No, but I was going off the anime first. You're right. You were right about the anime. Yeah, I was just forgetting. Because that's right. That one dumbass that started bullying them when they were kids, he was a year older than them. He was a third year. That's right.
Interesting. And do middle schoolers really be riding motorcycles in Japan? Or is that just part of the anime?
I think so. Like biker gangs?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's they crazy. Do.
I can't imagine that happening.
It's not very common anymore. Like, mm-hmm. like they died. They really died down. But I think in the 90s there were like a lot.
Oh yeah, there was. I think if I remember, there was like at least 40,000.
Yeah, dude, fucking, they love that life. They love the Yankee life.
Let me check. I'm looking at numbers now.
Why do you of course. Oh. Wait, middle school?
Yeah.
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 That's something that like just like randomly came to my mind when I was watching. I was like, I wonder why middle schoolers. Usually that's like what I was thinking. Like my perspective isn't what everyone's perspective is, I guess.
Well, going off of personal experience, like middle school was when like I had like that edgy phase, like that, oh shut up mom, I don't like you. Like I feel like that's when a lot of people go through that little phase. So I feel like, you know, they just wanted to express themselves by becoming Yankees, dyeing their hair blonde, fucking riding motorcycles, I guess. I don't know, because I feel like middle school is around the time when you're like starting to become like, no, not even. That's like, it's your prepubescent phase.
Like going through puberty, basically.
Yeah, you're going through puberty, you know. Hormones. All the hormones, all the changes, everything around you. I feel.
Yeah, that makes sense. That makes sense.
I mean, I wouldn't buy a motorcycle and join a gang.
Me either, dude. Not here in LA.
I mean, the equivalent would be like being a regular cholo, like a gangbanger, no?
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, we had plenty of those in middle school.
Yeah.
Except the most they were doing was, what, like?
Tagging. That's at least what I can remember.
Tagging, smoking weed out of, like, pen caps in the bathroom.
Oh, yeah.
Body shots, fool.
Body shots in the bathrooms, yep.
That's tough.
There was always body shots before PE in the locker rooms. Always.
At the face, at the face.
Oh, I remember that.
There. Those 30 wait, seconds, those 30 seconds. Oh, oh, you're thinking body shots? Like,
yeah, dude, I was like, what?
I was like, wait, what are you guys doing?
What were you guys doing during PE?
No, that's the thing. I was like, why they were taking body shots back then? I don't remember that.
Hey, I don't remember this. What?
All right, my bad. Yeah, I remember those, though. Like, 30-second body shots. I was glad I wasn't part of that.
Dude, that shit was always in the restroom, too.
Yeah.
Fucking. So, back to the topic. What were we talking about? We were talking about Tokyo Rangers. Okay. So, you finally caught up. What'd you think, aside from like the death, like what?
I'm loving it, dude. It's like every episode is like ends at a cliffhanger. I feel like
it really does.
And it's just like fuck. Like the newest episode that just came out a couple days ago, I was like at the end of it. I was like fuck, dude. Like I was like I wish I would have just started watching it once the season was completed. Because it leaves me like, oh, damn. Like, now I have to wait another 7 days.
No, you don't.
Oh, I could totally read the manga, huh?
Yeah.
I totally forgot about that. Yeah, I totally could start. I just don't know where to go. I guess buy the volumes.
We could send links. No, there's no English. There's no English release.
Oh, for real?
Yeah. Even though it's so popular right now, there's no English release.
They're really making us wait.
Dude, do you guys think Hina's worth it?
Well, it was his only girlfriend, right?
I mean, but the way she stands up for him, what do you think? Like, she helps him out. Like, dude, I think if I'm in his shoes, I say so.
I say so too. I like her.
Yeah, I like Hina too. I think Hina's a real ride or die.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. She fucking slaps the shit out of Mikey. Fuck, dude.
Oh, dude.
Girl's like trying to stand by your side and like slapping the shit out of someone that's way tougher than you.
Well, I mean, did she know who he was when he slapped her?
No.
He slapped him? Sorry. Okay.
Although
you think she would have still?
I think so. I think so because Hina like actively does not try to like get in his way of living that lifestyle.
Yeah.
All she ever does is complain that he's always getting beaten up. You know what? Really That's cool. the real issue. When the fuck is Takemichi gonna learn how to fight?
Dude, I was fight. Thinking that exact.
No, he thing. Does fight, but like, when is he gonna take like lessons, bro? Like,
I swear, I was thinking that too. Like, this guy should really like take lessons.
Bro, he's surrounded by all these badasses, bro. And not once he's like, "Hey, y'all, can any of you guys like give me a lesson on how to like jab?"
Like, does he still not know how to fight like in the manga? Is he still kind of like wimpy?
He fights. He eventually he starts fights. Like throwing punches and shit, but like, he's not like one of the top fighters. You know, he's nothing like any of the division captains.
Yeah. What are you talking about? He is a division captain.
No, but he doesn't fight like them. Like, he's not as strong as them. Oh, is what I mean.
Yeah. He doesn't. He's not like that.
Yeah. I'm telling you, bro. He needs to like. He needs to invest in a gym, in a boxing gym membership or something, bro.
No, but what he does do is put them together and knows how to lead them. That's what he does know how to do.
Yeah, he does, but I mean, one of these days, bro, like, what's going to happen? Currently, exactly what just happened, bro, when him and Draken got surrounded, bro. Like, Takemichi needs to learn how to fucking fight to be able to get his way out of there. He's not always going to be surrounded by the gang.
That's the thing, though. Like, that's like 50 on 3. Pretty sure Draken could take on like 25. The regular average human could barely take one.
That's why Takemichi needs to be able to take on the other 25.
That fool has no type of strength like Draken did. Like, it's not possible with him. He could take on a few, like, but slowly. One coming at him, like, he's not going to be able to. He's not on Draken.
I feel like that's just like the most blatant problem of Takemichi's, bro. I feel like a lot of his problems would be resolved.
I thought he would have started to learn because he was kind of fighting toward, in anime. Like in the...
Well, I mean, it's not like... I mean, in the very beginning of the story, I mean, the story starts off with like Takemichi and them like going to find some people to beat up, no? From another school?
Yeah. No, but I think this is where it comes down to. I think where his... current, like his current future versus his teenage is different. I think maybe his teenage way does know how to fight, but the current him doesn't.
Oh, I get you.
Yeah,
like back then he would fight and knew how to fight, but his current self, he kind of quit it and then just forgot how to.
Yeah, pretty much. That's what I'm taking into account.
Do you really forget how to fight?
You can.
Well, it's not that you forget, but it's like after a long time, it's not the same. It would take you a long time to get back to it.
Yeah, it's like you become stiff, you know?
Yeah.
I believe that.
I don't know, bro. Think of it like this. You stop playing soccer for like 5 years, you're not going to be on the same level as you were back 5 years ago.
Yeah, I agree with that.
I don't know,
like,
bro.
I used to skate every day. Now, if I pick up a board, like, I'm pretty sure I could do some stuff and not everything. Does that make sense? At least to me, it does. This guy could definitely...
I don't know, bro. Relearn how to fight. I feel like if I stopped playing soccer for 5 years, I'd still be able to hit a free kick just the same way. Not maybe not that physical... the physical attributes, but... I feel like sports is something, you know, because it's all like muscle memory. So like, I feel like, like Peyton Manning, bro, if you give him a football right now, he probably won't be able to throw as far as he used to, but he's still going to get that perfect spiral and have like that same accuracy. You get me? I feel like it was the same thing like riding a bike. Like, you never forget how to ride a bike.
Yeah, but you're not doing tricks on the bike. Just
yeah. Cool.
Well, that's why Takemichi's not doing karate. He was never like a master of martial arts. He was just throwing punches as a middle schooler. I don't know. Who knows? I'm not a guy who was a delinquent as a middle schooler and then goes back into a lifestyle after fucking years. So who knows?
No, but I do guess like he should be able to do more than he's doing if he fought back then. But then, like, how good was he fighting back then? It's a real question.
Well, yeah, probably average. He was a badass, wasn't he? Supposedly. No.
I think he was an average person.
Yeah.
Like, in terms of fighting, I think he was a little bit average.
No, but I mean, in terms of like their school, because like weren't they like starting to get well known inside their little school, and then they, yeah, I think they were like just like a big fish in a small pond.
They were trying to start. I think before they were fighting, but they weren't like a real thing. That's when they're like, you know what? Let's start it.
But I mean, look at his friends too. Like, they were getting their asses kicked when Draken was stabbed.
But they were already fighting. They were already a gang when like he gets teleported back in time.
Mm-hmm.
They had already started doing that shit. It's just that they had never gone up to someone who was like really about it.
About that life. Yeah, there's like, it was like,
I feel like it's equivalent, like if the three of us were to go out on the street and we'd like pick some random guy and we'd beat him up, and then we'd be like, oh yeah, and then we just repeatedly do that to like people who don't want to fight. Cause that's the impression I got from them. That they were just going around like they thought they were hot shit.
But that's not really knowing how to fight. It's just picking on someone who doesn't know how to fight. You get me?
Yeah, but my point being is like you're throwing punches. You know, you're like kicking. Like you're actively doing that.
That's true.
I don't know. I don't think so.
You know what? You know what I feel like it is? I feel it's just like the trauma. Just the trauma of getting his ass kicked, like, all throughout his, like, adolescent life.
Yeah, that's what I was going to bring up, too. Like, I think a part of his trauma kind of brings into it. Like, when he was fighting against his bully, like, he was scared. He did not want to throw a punch. You know, even Draken saw it, like, oh, you could run away, Triss. Trust, he could run, and that's when he's like, "Fuck no, I gotta do it."
A man's gotta like, do what was, a man's gotta do.
Yeah, like you saw him shaking, so it was like I think trauma played a part into it as to why he wasn't good at fighting towards the end, but like in his future.
Yeah,
and then coming back again. So that's probably why. Because I feel like when he's like in his kid self, I'm not gonna say he's like. Oh, Draken level. No, I think he's probably a good fighter. Or at least able to handle himself, at least. At least one or two people. You know what I'm saying? But his current self, where it's like, he hasn't done fighting. He's like, he's not at the same level as he was in high school. I think at one point he even says like, fuck, how do I used to fight. Oh, that's right. How do I do? Like, I think he questions himself. Like, how do
yeah,
I
he does. He does.
He does, right? Yeah, yeah. I'm pretty sure he did that. He's like, oh, fuck! I forgot how to do this shit.
That's crazy. I don't know, man. Well, I don't know. I haven't read the manga, so right now he's still. I feel like the adrenaline is what gets him pumping in the anime right now.
I feel it's just like his love for Hina. Like legitimately, at this point, he's just like so obsessed. No, not obsessed. Driven. He's a very driven character.
Have you ever had that pump of adrenaline?
Four.
Like a fight, or yeah, just like for fight or anything. Well,
yeah, I feel like anyone who's been in a fight has had that adrenaline rush.
How does everything feel?
You never been in a fight?
No.
Oh,
I've
really?
Never been hated on that, or like never made anyone mad or nothing. One time in second grade, but we were fighting over snacks, and that doesn't really count.
Yo, give me my like, goldfish crackers back.
Yeah, it was over cookies. But I've never like actually been in a fight, like in a real
fight. Like a fist fight?
Yeah, never.
Well,
so I'm pretty sure I would get my ass kicked.
All right, so okay, so have you ever gotten mad, like so angry that you feel like the blood rushes to your face?
Yeah, I have.
Okay, so that sensation, right? Remember that sensation? Mm-hmm. The sensation of the blood like rushing to your face.
Yeah.
Have you ever been in a near-death experience?
Oh yeah, I have.
Okay, so mix those two together at the same time with blurred vision. And there, you got it. That's what it's like. That's what your first fight is going to feel like.
Blurred vision? Oh, no. I wish I've been in
a... Yeah, it's like you get tunnel vision. Not blurred vision. You get tunnel vision.
Gotcha.
Like, you just like, boom. I don't know. It's weird. It's a weird sensation. Wait, I thought you said you weren't in a fight, Brian.
No, I never said that.
Oh, well, how'd you feel?
Alex, I wanted to say how it felt for you, but for me, it felt like everything was slow, and I could see it all coming towards me.
Yeah, tunnel vision. No, is that what tunnel vision means? I might be wrong.
Tunnel vision is just focusing on that one
thing. Focusing on one thing, huh?
Yeah.
Oh, no, I'm mixing up my experience with Adderall. Sorry, guys.
To me,
your senses get heightened.
Your adrenaline, your senses get heightened. You feel, you just feel a rush. Like, everything, either for some people it'll slow down, or for some people it'll speed up. And for me, it's slowed down.
When I get that adrenaline rush, for me, things slow down.
For me, my first fight, things like sped up, because I don't remember my first fight. It was over in like a flash. Every other fight I've ever been in since then, it has slowed down. I feel like
how many fights have you guys have been in?
Like four.
One.
I don't know, fight like a year ago? This dude was over here having
fucking Bellator shit.
You said a year ago?
I think so.
Wait, was it what I think it was?
What?
At the game? Nah.
Oh, nah.
Nah, you just... I don't know.
No, I've never gotten in a fight at a game. A little while. All right, story time, guys. Story time, kids. Gather around the fire. like at my old job, I was a caretaker, right? Mm-hmm. And so, you know, this was right at the beginning of COVID. So normal before we would go out for lunch every day, like wherever my client wanted to eat. Yeah. But since COVID had started, you know, he stopped leaving the house. So I would just drive to wherever we would go. Okay. So he had a dog, right? Like a support dog? Yeah, a support dog, right? His name was Ramsey. Yeah. I loved him. He was a Shiba mix. Ramsey loved me. Like, he loved me. He would follow me everywhere. So whenever I would drive out, you know, he would go in the car with me.
Yeah.
So that day my client wanted McDonald's, so I was in the McDonald's drive-thru, and the window was down in the back seat, so Ramsey can stick his head out, because he liked doing that, you know, dogs are dogs.
Yeah.
So some fucking asshole with his girlfriend walking by, right? He sees Ramsey, because I'm looking at him, right, as he's walking by. He sees Ramsey, and he, like, grabs the change out of his pocket and just throws it at Ramsey's face.
No way.
Yeah, bro. So I just hear, like, Ramsey yelp, and I hear, like, the coins hit the side of the fucking... of the truck.
Uh-huh.
So I got out, bro. And I'm like, yo, what the fuck? I am not lying, bro. Like, I saw red. Like, that's the one time in my life where I legit, like, I felt like I saw red, bro. Like, I was just so mad. I went outside. And I, like...
Who won the fight?
Oh, I did. Please. You think I'd be telling a story about a fight I lost? Hell no. Even I have some shame. Nah, well, the guy clearly wasn't about it, because the moment, like, he saw me get out of the car, like, he, you know, he does put his hands up, like, oh, I didn't mean it. Bro, what the fuck you mean you didn't mean it?
Reached into his pocket, got changed.
Bro, how was that an accident? Yes, exactly, bro. I'm like, how is that an accident? So I just grabbed him, and like I threw him, like I did a I grabbed him by like the neck, and I stuck my leg behind his, and I just like
you dropped him?
Yeah, and I just dropped him, right? And I punched him a few times on the ground, and that was it. Like it wasn't a real fight, it was more like a skirmish. Skirmish, yeah. So eventually, like, his girlfriend was like got me off of him, and then the moment I look up and I see her face, And I clicked, like, oh, I probably shouldn't have done that. I was like, I probably should.
Look cool in front of his girl, bro.
Yeah, that's I know that's what it was. Like, I immediately knew that's what it was. But like, what out of all the things you could have done, bro? Like, that's the thing you do. Like, you abuse a dog.
Yeah, cool. That's not trying to look cool, bro. That's really lame. That's really why he deserved it.
Nah, I like. I immediately.
I applaud you.
Yeah, but like, I'm telling you, like, it was weird because like it was the first time in my life that I saw red because I couldn't hear anything. Like, I couldn't hear his girlfriend like yelling and pulling at me. I couldn't hear Ramsey barking until like I finally like looked up and saw her, and then that's when like sound came back into my world, I guess. And I hear Ramsey barking, and she's like yelling like, "Oh, get off him!" And then by that time, people had come out. I don't know. I assumed this was like in the span of like 30 seconds, but like people were already coming out of McDonald's. And I'm like, oh, I probably shouldn't have done that. And I got in the truck, and I left. Luckily, I hadn't put in my order yet, so I just left and I went to a different McDonald's. I got out of there like as quick as possible, cause cause I would drive my client's trunk, right?
Yeah.
And he had like a very recognizable license plate, like it was his last name. So it's a pretty easy to remember license plate. So I'm like, yeah, I need to get out of here.
Yeah.
I remember getting back to his place like so scared. I'm like, oh, I told him immediately. I'm like, I'm so sorry. Like, if you get a police come knocking on the door because they tracked your license plate, like, I'm so sorry. And all he told me was that he was glad that Ramsey wasn't hurt and that I wasn't hurt.
Yeah.
And I'm like, yeah. And then he's like, next time you probably shouldn't get in a fight. Violence isn't the answer. And I'm like, yeah, but you weren't there. you didn't hear Ramsey yelp.
So any reasonable person would have fought.
Bro, like, till this day, bro, like, I just think back of it and like I get mad. Like, my blood boils. Like, why would you do that, bro? Like, why? Like,
yeah, so
it makes no sense.
That's what it's like to fight.
I feel like that's what Takemichi's missing, bro. Someone needs to throw a bunch of spare change at Hina.
I mean, I guess death isn't enough, but I guess. Yeah, let me jump some change on her, but her dad ain't it.
That would get him pissed.
That would really get him pissed.
No. You gotta destroy his childhood memories. Then he'll get pissed.
Nah, dude. I don't know, man. I gotta assume. Oh, well. I don't want to spoil you. If you're gonna read it, Alex.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not gonna say exactly what it is, but Brian, since you know what's going on. I'll just say this. I feel like Takemichi is going to get in a fight. And that's going to be the fight that ends the series. And I feel like you know who I'm talking about. Against who that final fight is going to be.
That's what I'm hoping, and I think it's going to happen.
Right? Because it seems like it's pointing in that direction. But all I know is that Takemichi seriously got to hit the gym. If he wants to have a shot.
Versus that guy? Yeah. Well, I don't know, because it's always been pointed towards, like, you know, taking care of him
mm-hmm.
and scolding him. So I don't know. I don't know how it's going to go. It could be like, because if it goes that route, I don't mind, because it makes sense. It's been, like, kind of, like, shown, like, oh, you know, take care of him, scold me, shit like that.
Yeah.
So it makes sense if it goes that route to me. I wouldn't be mad at it, because it makes sense. But if they do that, that's another good. That's good. That's good to me. That's also really good.
You know what's another like short term prediction I got for Tokyo Revengers? Mm. You know the new leader? The girl?
Yeah.
Yeah, she's dying. Like
they have a girl leader?
Wait. You're caught up for sure, right?
Yes.
Okay, I don't know. I don't know what's going to happen because...
I'm almost like guaranteeing you that she's going to die. Like, we're getting all that set up. How she's getting close to Takemichi, opening up. It's just Death's flags, bro. Oh,
yeah.
No, but he's always been able to change shit. So I don't know. I don't know what's going to happen.
Oh, he did. Yeah.
Well, that is true because he has. Oh, he can't.
Well, if she dies in the current, like when he's back in the past, there's no way he can save her, right? Because he could only travel back in time to exactly 12 years in the past. So if she happens to die in the past, you know, when he's, you know, back in the day, then there would be no way for him to save her.
There's an explanation to that, but it would be spoiling you because a couple of shit has happened later on.
Can he travel back in time now, like whenever he wants, or
no.
He gains somehow a new power.
Oh, gotcha.
Yeah.
Is it gonna tackle on how he gets these powers?
Is it? I'm assuming.
It's gonna be left a mystery.
Probably towards the end.
I feel like that's what's happening. Like slowly starting to happen now that we're getting introduced to like these new abilities.
Mm-hmm.
But you know what? You know, be kind of like a thing. Okay, so there's always been this thing to me, like, if time travel is a thing, it would have to be, like, you know how short, like, your death experiences, or, like, when you're gonna, like, how they always say, when you're gonna die, your life goes flashing back, flashing, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, I don't know, I always thought, like, for some reason, when, like, that made me think, like, oh, what if somehow, because have you seen, what is it, Sandlot 2, I think? Sandlot.
Yeah.
It's like okay, like real quick. So one of the Sandlot movies, like the dude gets knocked out, and he's going to his past memories and somehow changes his future. So that's what I was thinking. Like, oh, maybe it's something similar. Like he's going, like he had that death experience.
Mm-hmm.
His mind sent him through his past, like in terms of brain.
Yeah.
And somehow he was able to change, like somehow his mind. Of the present connected to his past,
mm-hmm.
and it led him to changing the events. That's what I was thinking.
That's an interesting theory.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. I was like, okay, that could explain as to why he's able to go into the past, but then it wouldn't make sense at the same time. Well, it wouldn't make sense because the key function is his brother, Hina's brother, so I feel like that theory is kind of, I don't know.
I guess you're like, I was kind of thinking that too, because like, wasn't he able to like travel back in time because he was about to die?
Yeah. But then the thing is when his brother comes in, brother comes in, that's the thing.
Yeah.
That's what I'm trying to figure out.
What do you think is the key? Like the key to it? Because I still don't understand why it was him. Like, why he was a factor. Like, wouldn't that's it be, like, coming into contact with Hina? Since Hina's the one being rescued?
No, but then right now where it's at, it's different now.
I know it's different now, but, like, that's what I'm saying. I'm saying that based off of what's going on right now. Because the new key factor has, you know, is directly involved with the goal. So I'm like, was Naoto, like, the... I don't get it.
Like, I don't know what gave him the powers, but I do remember it saying, I think it was like deep regret. Like you wanting it really changed. I think a real regret was a thing, like a thing that set it off. Because I think it was between him and Alto, there was a deep regret of his not being able to save her.
I understand then, that, but why would it?
And then
grabbing his hand be the trigger.
That's what I want to know. That's the other thing. Like, how are, because I don't know. That's the thing. I think it's just probably, until it gets explained probably later on. Right now, what I could think is like a mysterious universal, like regret wanting to change something, maybe. That's the only way. Or like,
kind of like makes a deal with the brother, no? And then they shook hands and he gets sent back into the future. Like when he first finds out that triggers it too.
Yeah.
You can't be sent back into the future, but... Alex. He says sent back. You can't be sent back into the future. Oh wait, wait. Never mind. Yeah. Never mind. I was thinking the other way. My bad.
Are you like?
Yeah, you can. Yeah.
There's like a whole trilogy of movies, bro. Back to the Future.
No. I was thinking about something else. No.
Cool. I get you. I was like thinking about it, but then I was like, no, because
no, you can't. When you're in that past, you can't be sent back.
No, it's because he's. You can be sent back to where you were originally from.
Yeah.
You know, the thing that's crazy is when he's back in the future, right? He becomes his old self in the past, no? Like, yeah. he basically takes over the subconscious mind of his past self.
See, that's something what I've always wondered too, because before it seemed, from what I was aware of, his body, like, was in a coma, right?
Yeah. That's where the thing I'm telling you, the theory about him dying and him going back into his memories and changing it. That's what I'm thinking for some reason.
No, but the thing that like contradicts that is that there's times where Takemichi goes back into the future, but he's like in the middle of at his part time job.
Yeah.
Yeah, so that's the weird part. That's the other weird part. So I don't know, maybe they switch somehow? I don't know.
Do you think his kid part takes over his like his adult body in the future?
Nah,
it's just middle school Takemichi just walking around.
Because
he wouldn't even go to work if that was the case, no? Because then he was like a rebellious type of guy.
Because he goes into the coma, but then like at that part when he changed it, he's not in the coma. So there's something up.
I think that, you know, every time he goes back, he changes something, so the future changes, right?
Yeah, that I understand.
Basically he just jumps over and takes the subconscious mind of his past self, who is now in a different direction going into the future. You get me? Does that make sense? In any way? I don't know if that made sense.
Okay.
He just skips time.
Yeah, I get you. So you're saying, all right, so past Takemichi, right? Past Takemichi, his conscious. Whenever he time jumps to the past, to back, right?
Yeah.
He takes over middle school, right, Takemichi?
Yeah, basically, yeah. Who is now an adult because he went through it.
Because
when he goes back, to the future, his memories of what happened in the past don't automatically come back. So it's like...
Yeah, no, I get you. I get you. I get what you mean now. So when he goes back to the future, right?
Mm-hmm.
That body he's taking over lived a whole life, right? But lived a whole life and has his own experience of whatever, right? Of the experiences of whatever was triggered by the past events that Takemichi did.
Yeah.
And he just takes over that body.
Yeah, basically, that's what I'm trying to get at.
See, I understand that. That sucks for that Takemichi, though.
Yeah, because he basically dies.
you know what? Something else that I've been wondering?
Mm.
So, when Takemichi goes back to the future, right? Mm-hmm. Old Takemichi takes over the middle schooler's body again, right?
Mm-hmm.
How trash must that be for, like, Hina? And like everyone around them, like, oh yeah, it's Takemichi, but it's not the real Takemichi. It's not the Takemichi we like.
Did they start to think like he's bipolar or something? Like, I wonder that too.
Bro, you're never gonna see that. Different.
Right? Because all right, small spoiler for you, Alex. Right? Uh-huh. But like, what really made me like think about that is when Takemichi goes back to the future, and it's during the wedding, Brian. Right?
Mm-hmm.
And Hina's right there, and then Hina looks at him and goes, oh, it's you, huh? You're back. Like, she instantly knew, like, that Takemichi took over the adult body again. And I'm just wondering, like, damn, Hina must have gone all these 12 years, like, fuck, like, why can't I get the real Takemichi back? Like, just being with this dude, like, oh, yeah, I don't really love you.
Well, isn't he not the real Takemichi? Because... he went back and took over his middle school self, so that would make him the other type, not the other.
No, but I'm talking about when he goes back to the future, right? Because you know how we said that he'll take over that body.
Yeah, but he met that real Takemichi in the past when he took over Otak.
No, they all met that Takemichi in the past. But then when he goes into the future, that's 12 years of not seeing him, of not having that real Takemichi. And they just got that.
Yeah.
The other Takemichi. So I'm saying, like, Hina must have been like, fuck, like, finally. I had to put up with 12 years of this shit.
Yeah, that's funny.
I'd like to see that. I'd like to see how that other Takemichi acts and behaves and all that shit.
Yeah, so you guys don't get to see, like, in the manga?
No.
Because I know in the anime you don't.
No, we...
takes over before.
If we will see it, we haven't seen it yet.
Interesting. Because, yeah, I'm curious, too. Must have been stubborn.
So, well, you guys said it wasn't a very busy week for you guys, right? You guys didn't read, watch much?
No, I only caught up to this.
Yeah, I was catching up to some mangas. And I was just watching, I saw the latest episode of Tokyo Revengers, and like, I was like, what the fuck? I want more. Because, dude, I was like, it's already the ending of the episode. I was like, please don't be the end of the episode, man. Yeah, come on.
Dude, I'd be pausing it and playing it just to see where I'm at. I'm like, fuck, it's already close to the end. I know it's nothing.
And then I was catching up to Slime. Well, I mean, I'm already caught up. What am I talking about?
I need to catch up.
Dude, it's finally getting to where I want it to be.
You caught up to Kobayashi, Alex?
I am, actually.
Oh, I haven't caught up to that.
I said it as a joke.
It's one of the top anime, so I thought I would give it a...
Alex has to be up to date with Kana, bro.
Nah, I don't even watch it for that, bro. That's just wrong. Why don't I watch it for Doru?
Ah, yeah.
Yeah.
What about...
I wouldn't want to keep Dragon Maid.
What about you, Lolly Hunter 69? I'm surprised you're not cut up to Kobayashi.
I don't know why you're saying that when fucking Alex over there watching it, like, oh yeah, I'm on this shit for Kana.
Wait, nah, I never said that to Toru.
Sure. Fool. He's saying one name, but then goes for the other. We all know this.
Nah. I actually find it weird when her and that other little girl, I don't know the other girl's name.
Brian, are you saying we should give the title of Lolly Hunter 69 to Alex?
You can't give it to me. I don't watch it for her.
Sure. That's what everyone said.
Brian, why do you watch it?
Because I think it's funny.
That's what everyone says.
All right, you want me to say it? The fights in that are awesome. Those fights go hard.
There's hardly any fighting, though. But I get you. So
there's that one fight scene.
Just that one.
Hey, they went all out on that one fight scene.
Was it when they were...
They teleport to another, like, location just to play fight?
Oh, yeah.
Dude, they blew, like, their whole fucking money on that shit. That shit was funny.
Wait, so it's not all kindergartners just fucking having fever dreams about each other?
No.
It's just the daily life of a maid dragon. That's about it.
That's like a small portion of the show.
I'm not gonna lie, bro. I tried watching Kobayashi season one. I literally got up to where that other kindergartner got introduced, and then I could not watch from there. The moment that other kindergartner started getting horny for Kana, I'm like, okay, no. There's a little too much.
Yeah, bro. I get you on that. That's just weird. What? Do they do it for comedic purposes, or...?
No.
Yeah. Oh, no? I thought they did.
Oh, well, I mean...
I think so. I think of it as a joke.
That's air all. Quotes comedic purposes.
I was thinking, well, I don't know, because, like, there's a lot of weird stuff out there, but, because, I don't know.
I feel,
this is a question that popped up to my head, like, why did they...
I feel like that character is just a self-insert for people.
Hmm.
I mean, who knows? I mean, again, I probably shouldn't be talking shit. I haven't seen it all. But I was just very turned off. I was watching it weekly when Kobayashi came out, and then it got to that episode, and I'm like, I didn't finish that episode, and I just never picked it back up. But apparently they have good fights, according to Brian.
That one good fight scene. Other than that, it's like funny. Good animation.
Yeah, it's pretty funny. I don't know why people would like just watch it for Kana. That's just weird.
Speaking of funny, to hop onto another topic, sorry. I'm as much as I know Brian would like to talk about Kana.
First off, Alex is the one I swear, you say one thing, I swear. This dude was okay, look, before this dude was talking about fucking don't tease me Nagatoro, because he was like, I'm in that senpai shoes, you know, I'm a masochist like that. That's what he was talking about earlier. I swear that? He was like, you know what,
Alex, I like that show because literally, bro, I call him on IG, bro. The first thing Alex Brian asked me, he's like, hey, you seen,
didn't you like
Nagatoro? Like, and I'm like, yeah, I like the anime. I thought it was funny. I think it's a superior Uzaki-chan. And he goes, no. Oh, you can fit into senpai's shoes, huh? I swear to God, No. We needed it. I don't know if we've been over this. I feel like we have in one of the earlier episodes, but we need to... Let me explain to you, Alex, why Brian calls me a masochist.
I think we've explained it to Alex before.
Have we?
Right, yeah.
I can't remember. I feel like you guys have, but I can't remember.
All right, for Alex and the viewers, the reason why Brian calls me a masochist, it goes down to one instance, one reason why he thinks he started calling me a masochist. Because I honestly don't think he thinks I'm a masochist. He just does it to piss me off. But so there's this scene in Seven Deadly Sins, right? Season 1. You've seen it, right, Alex?
Yeah.
All right. So you know Jericho, right? Short-haired girl in love with Bon?
Yeah, the
knight. The holy knight. All right.
Oh, yeah.
All right, okay. So in the first season, you know how she goes evil?
Uh-huh.
All right. So there's this one scene where, like, Jericho stomps on someone and, like, blood splashes on her face. She then gets the blood and then uses it to redden her lips.
Mm-hmm.
And I told Brian, that's hot, right? And then he somehow took that as me wanting her to step on me. Like, no, I just found it hot that she used someone's blood to redden her lips. But then he's like, oh, so you like being stepped on. I'm like, what? That's no correlation.
Nah, there's correlation there.
There's no correlation. I just thought
it was... Blood stomped, you want to be stomped. That's
bro,
all I know.
Bro, that's literally like the equivalent of somebody getting punched in the face, they bleed, and then they lick the blood off.
Okay, I have a
question. You like getting punched?
What? Yeah.
I have one question. Okay, you calling Brian, how did that start?
Oh, it literally just started from him calling me a masochist.
Yeah, see, so there's no correlation. He just did it just to do it.
Hey, man, look. But
this might have had a reason.
No. It's not like I just pulled that out of my ass. Like, there was inklings. Oh, want to know where it came from? I remember, from Seven Deadly Sins as well. Season 1 as well. I told him I thought it was gross. I find it gross every time, like, Bond made out with that little fairy. I told him, like, that's kind of gross. Like, I can't get behind it. Like, I don't like it, right?
I don't know.
What and then Brian's this. Like, she's like 3,000 years old, bro. Like you and know, the classic lolly defense, right?
First off, okay, I don't know what to tell you, but fairies are pretty... I don't know what to tell you. Dude. Fairies aren't supposed to look old as hell.
Yeah. All I said...
Interesting that this all came from just one anime.
Right?
Everything started with one anime. That's all we
Right? And... I mean, let's be honest. Last week's episode, who was the guy that had a lolly and a furry on his list? It was Brian.
But it was going to be on yours because you wanted to be a bitch about shit. So I was like, I'm taking this away from you. I'm taking your privileges away from you.
Look. It's okay, bro. Like, as long as you don't show up to one of these episodes, you turn furry. on your camera and you have a fursuit on. Who's a furry? It's okay.
Wait, who's a furry again?
What's her face from Demon School? Irumu-kun.
A demon, you mean? I don't know.
She's a fox demon.
That's a demon, though.
She has a tail and ears, bro.
That's a demon. I don't know. I don't know what to tell you. Demon first. I mean, look at your fucking profile picture. That's a... Dog, don't even say... Don't even talk when your profile picture's a fucking dog.
A dog
and
girl?
And not even a real girl. Yeah, not even a real girl either.
Well, I mean, are any of these anime girls real girls?
In my heart.
I swear, that was in the back of my head, bro. I was like, if he doesn't say it, I'm gonna
She's real to me.
Oh my god.
Yeah, but I've never said I wanted to fuck Corona. Oh, it comes from Star Wars.
Hey, but you say that too. Like, I don't say it. I don't say like, oh yeah, I want to. Oh yeah, this is the one. No, I don't say that, dude.
the meme, which one?
But she's real to me.
Oh, it's Star Wars. It's from I forgot which game.
No. It's a different meme where it's like
the school bus one.
Yeah, the school bus. Yeah. Is that what you're saying? School bus.
Yeah, it's from school bus, and he's like, "Oh, she's beautiful to me."
But she's beautiful.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So that's what I remember that one.
Nah, dude. I mean, you know, if we're gonna talk about that, let's talk about my best girl because she was my first pick, Komi. What did you guys think of the trailer?
It was good art. It was good stuff. Yeah, I liked the good art stuff, good animation, the choppy animation. I think I heard like a complaint, like, "Oh, I don't know about the narrator." I was like, "Eh, it's not bad. Nothing like really bad." I mean, I could have seen like deeper voice narrator.
The narrator is gonna end up being what's his face, isn't it?
Yeah. It's gonna be end up being him, so it makes sense. Mm-hmm. So it's like, it's not. If you know, like, from the manga, you'll understand why it would be that voice.
Yeah. I mean...
I guess I can see what they want, like, a deep narrator voice. I get it. But the narrator becomes someone else, so...
Yeah, I feel like they just haven't made that connection yet.
Yeah. I think they probably forgot it. I mean, it makes sense to forget.
Yeah, I mean, you don't hear it in the manga. So I feel like it'd be easy to forget that. I don't know, man. I'm happy. It blew my expectations. I remember we came on here, Brian, and I said that I had low expectations. I felt like they were going to fumble the bag, but nope. Looks good.
Did we really talk about... Oh, we've talked about it before this podcast. We talked about it getting an anime or not.
No, we talked about it on the show in previous episodes. When it first got announced. Don't you remember? We have a whole episode titled Komi Can't Believe She...
No, not that. I was talking about, like, getting an anime overall. Like, remember, there's, like, no hopes. Everyone, like, in the community is like, yeah, there's no hopes of it getting an anime.
Yeah, Alex, Brian was going through it, bro. He was so sad.
It's because there's a crap ton of, like, memes back before it got announced. They're like, oh, yeah, is it Komi ever going to get an anime? Or, you know that Hawkeye's meme where, like, don't play with me?
Mm-hmm. Don't give me hope.
Yeah. So it was like, Komi-san to get an anime. Don't give me hope with a Hawkeye right there in the bottom.
But it's okay. My girl got an anime, and it's amazing. It's good. I'm so happy for her. Yep.
I wonder how much she's gonna get animated though. You think 25, 24, 25, 12? I'm thinking 12, maybe.
New animes just get 12 episodes.
Yeah, I can for a slice of life like that. Yeah, I can see only 12. How much did Kaguya get?
12.
First season got 12?
Yeah.
What about Nagatoro? Nagatoro got 12. 12. Yeah.
I don't know.
It's going to be around the same as Nagatoro, Uzaki-chan.
Unless it goes the unexpected and does the 25, because, I mean, it has a crap ton of content.
How many chapters they got?
Like 300? Over 300?
Yeah. Ish. A little over 300, basically.
But what about, about
Nagatoro and...
in Kaguya.
Kaguya is like 300 too, no?
Yeah, about to get there, I feel. It's around the 300 point.
No, but like when the anime first came out, how many was there?
Like in the 200s. Yeah, it was in the 200s.
I feel like it would go 12.
It's at 317 right now for Komi. Yeah, 317.
I'm actually looking forward to this one. I have no idea.
You know what I found really funny about the trailer?
Hmm.
They gave the voice actress for my girl Komi, but we didn't get to hear. So unless you know that voice actress, you have no idea what Komi's gonna sound like.
Dude, just like getting paid to be there until a voice comes out.
Nezuko, bro.
Oh yeah,
bro. Nezuko's voice actress got nominated for an award
for that one line she had.
Yeah, bro, for like four lines of dialogue, bro.
Damn, it takes skill. But Demon Slayer was big.
Not everyone can go like her, bro. Not everyone.
That's pristine acting. That takes
a lot of skill. It's not easy.
Oh,
did
no.
she win?
Nah.
Oh, okay. I was about to say.
I was about to be mad.
Well, no, I mean, I don't know who she was up against, so I can't.
I forgot for what awards it was. I just remember seeing it, and I could not fucking believe it. Like I legit could not believe it. Although they lost to like a really good voice actress. Yeah, I just can't remember who it was. Now, I'll look that up and I'll tell you guys later. But yeah, man, I mean, do you feel like Komi's is gonna have the same effect as everything else and just blow up the manga sales?
I don't know, that's a hard one to predict.
Cause this is a slice of life, right?
Yeah, cause
yeah,
it's usually just the battle shonens, battle actions yeah. that get that big boost.
That's what I was kind of figuring.
Yeah, so if anything, it only probably boost up for people that are lonely like you guys. You know. Mm-hmm.
Excuse me. Excuse. Say that to my Corona body pillow, please.
I'm telling you,
bro. I keep making jokes about it. I need to get one. I just need to get one, bro. Make it funnier.
Yeah, you're down that rabbit hole already.
You know, I have zero Hololive merch, bro. And I watch Hololive like every day, but I have zero merch. I just
what are you merch? Doing, man?
I'm just like too lazy to like find a website that'll send me the fucking merch from Japan. But yeah, I mean, it's just I'm legitimately scared, bro. Like I'm scared because I feel like if I'm gonna put in all that effort and all that work, I'm actually gonna end up getting a body pillow. That's because I don't like them, bro. They're like it's kind of crazy. Because I feel like they're too lewd.
Don't think about it.
But the Hololive ones aren't even that lewd. But I feel like they're still too lewd.
You should get it? Just do it. I feel like they're all, like most of them. Well, most that I've seen are.
I'm gonna get you guys body pillows for your birthdays.
No, thanks. I'm good.
So you're just gonna say no to my gifts?
Yeah.
I'm gonna get Brian two of them.
I'm just gonna leave it. I'm gonna leave it at your door, bro. One morning.
I'm not a, de- I'm not a degenerate. I'll hang it on your door, bro.
I'm gonna leave it on top of your dad's car. And with a little note that says to Brian. To dude, Brian, bro.
You know those memes about like, you don't look like an anime fan? That's you guys. You guys make me look bad. I'm the cool low key guy. You guys are like out there with your shit. Yeah, we're buying body pillows. We're having full blasted anime shirts.
They don't know that we're buying body pillows. It's gonna show up on your doorstep.
Yeah, it's gonna show up on your doorstep. It's funny because I already know exactly which one to get.
I don't want it. I'm good.
I can't wait. I can't wait, bro. I'm literally gonna do it. You know what? I don't give a fuck, bro. I know what time you're going to work. I'm a drop it off like 10 minutes, bro, before. With a little note, bro. And I can't wait for like your mom to open the door and she just sees that shit on your porch.
I'll wake up earlier. I'll wake up before them. I swear I will.
You're not gonna know what day I'm gonna do it. You're not gonna know. I'm obviously I'll wake not.
Up a week every, from now, it could be a month, a year.
I'll wake up every day earlier than them. I'll wake up and go outside every day. You'll have me that paranoid. I will go do it.
Is Josie not even do it? Just do it.
Just fuck with him, bro. What are you gonna do if like one day you just wake up and it's like right next to you?
I'm throwing it away as soon as I get it.
Sure.
Look, all right, Alex, help me pick one out for Brian. It's either gonna be a Kana one. Is he gonna be a Kana?
No,
one?
No. That's for Alex, dude. That's for Alex. First off,
who's Kana?
It's gonna be either a from Dragon Maze.
Oh.
Is either gonna be a Kana one?
Bro.
Or that's for Alex. What are we talking about?
Or it's gonna be a Gardevoir one. A Gardevoir one.
What the fuck is that?
Gardevoir, the Pokemon.
I still don't know who that is.
You know who Gardevoir is? Oh, maybe it's a good thing you don't know who Gardevoir is.
I'll send you a Jericho stomping you out one.
Just look up Gardevoir 34, and you'll know what I'm talking about.
No, I'm good. The less I know, the better it won't work.
Oh.
You're in for a surprise.
Oh, you're in for a surprise.
Hey, damn, Alex, you've seen that one, huh?
I know the Pokemon, but I don't know what you're talking about.
Okay.
Nah. You're like, hey, you're for a surprise too.
All right. Let me get Brian up to date. I'm pretty sure anyone listening to this who knows what the fuck I'm talking about. All right, so Gardevoir has to be by far the most like sexualized Pokemon of all time. Like the amount of Gardevoir hentai out there is staggering. And very disturbing.
Bro. No way, bro.
I am shocked you guys have not come across Gardevoir in time.
Bro, I mean...
Oh, it is some of the most cursed shit I've ever seen, bro.
Alright, well, gotta go. Oh, we gotta end it here.
Alright, enough talking about Brian's furry fetishes.
Yeah.
I think we should leave it off here for today, guys. I feel like we had a good episode.
Yeah.
First episode on YouTube. Let's get it.
Sheesh.
Our schedule will still be the same, you know, uploads every weekend. Episodes will go up simultaneously on YouTube and on any other podcast listening platform you guys have been listening to before. And yeah, man, hopefully this will open up the doors for a wider variety of topics we can reach.
Definitely.
Well, that's it for us for this week, everybody. Have a good one. Enjoy your weeks.
Peace.